Since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the UN's refugee agency says more than 6 million Ukrainians have fled Ukraine. The U.S. is welcoming up to 100,000 of them, and some of them are being resettled in places you might not expect. Eric Stone of member station KRBD has the story of four Ukrainian refugees who are now living and working on a retired state ferry in Ketchikan, Alaska.
Before Russia invaded Ukraine, 29-year-old Mikita Zakharchenko spent half a decade working on ships.
I worked in Europe. It's Mediterranean Sea, North Sea, England also. Yeah, we work in the big container ships.
Now he's spending his days on another ship, the MV Malaspina. It's an Alaska state ferry launched back in 1963. It used to take passengers in cars from Washington and Canada up the Inside Passage. But in 2019, the state took it out of service. It needed millions in steelwork if it was going to keep running. The ferry was sold and now has a new future docked in Ketchikan as a museum and maritime training center and as housing for dock workers. Zakharchenko and three other Ukrainian refugees are helping out with that transition.
Before, it looks like it's nobody lived for 3 years here. It's looking, it's not so bad, but you need to organize everything. It was dirty, too much dust, feel not so fresh air inside.
But now the lights are on, the water is running, and 16 people are living aboard, including the four refugees and a dozen employees of the ship terminal. By day, Zakharchenko works on restoring the boat. In the evenings, you're likely to find him at the Malaspina's bar, playing foosball, watching TV, or enjoying a home-cooked meal with the shipmates. Zakharchenko came to Ketchikan from the southern Ukrainian port city of Mariupol. He said the city had grown tense since Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014. Then, this spring, tanks and troops started pouring over Ukraine's borders with Russia and Belarus. He knew it wouldn't be long before the fighting arrived at his doorstep.
It started from the 24th of February. We think it's full-out war, and we need to find some safe place.
He fled to the western part of the country and started volunteering. He stayed in Ukraine another 2 weeks before he says he was granted permission to leave for Germany in mid-March. Zakharchenko and his high school sweetheart and partner of 13 years made their way to Anchorage through the Uniting for Ukraine program. The federal program allows Ukrainian refugees to stay in America for up to 2 years if they have a sponsor. That's when longtime Alaska tourism businessman John Binkley says he got a call from someone helping them look for a home.
And we said, bring them to Ketchikan. We've got the perfect spot for them here. We'll take care of them. And we have the perfect situation, the MV Malaspina, that can take care of them as well.
They arrived in early June. Binkley says he's not paying the refugees. He says he's not allowed to until they're issued a social security number. But he's covering all their expenses. They have an account at the local supermarket, access to a car, and use of numerous toys at the cruise terminal, like kayaks, e-bikes, and sea cycles.
They've been phenomenal people, just wonderful human beings, hardworking. They have purpose here now, and we've just come to love them and appreciate them, and we feel humbled to help in some small way.
16-year-old Sofia Zagrabelska is living aboard the Malaspina with her mother. It's the second time they've uprooted their lives fleeing the war. They lived near the eastern Ukrainian city of Donetsk until war broke out with Russian-backed separatists in 2014. They fled to Kharkiv. But then they were forced to relocate again this spring when Russian troops started bombing and shelling their new home. Zagrabelska says she's glad to be away from the fighting.
I'm very happy to be in USA because in USA I be in safe zone. I'm very happy I don't listen sound bomb. And I sleep in bed, not in, how to say, underfloor.
As for Mikita Zakharchenko, he says he could see himself staying here in Alaska for quite a while if the U.S. government allows it.
Oh, for 10 years, maybe, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. Everything is going good. I like this place. I like people who around me, who support me. I find new friends here. Also, my work is very interesting. I'm every day study something new.
He's glad to be safe, but at the same time, he yearns for home. He says he wishes he could turn back the clock to before the war and live his life in the country he loves.
I did not want to go away from Ukraine. It was my land, yeah. Everybody understands this, yeah.
But for now, a berth on the Malaspina will have to do. For Here and Now, I'm Eric Stone.